KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Coverage this weekend of the 43rd annual Hanson Girls Classic at the Corn Palace. The Hanson Girls will kick things off at 10 o'clock as they take on Woodbury Central out of Iowa. Now, we've got three games on Q107.3 and at Q107radio.com. Starts at 1 o'clock Saturday as Corsica Stickney girls take on 6th-ranked Harding County. Our coverage picks up Saturday nights, 5:30, as number 5 Wagner takes on number 3 Hamlin. And then at 7 o'clock, it's number 2 Parkston taking on number 4 Ethan. Again, coverage of Corsica Stickney, Wagner, Parkston, and Ethan this Saturday on Q107.3 and Q107radio.com. Also, at the Hanson Classic at 8:30, the final game of the evening will be the top two teams in Class A. Number 1, Mapiahluta, takes on number 2, Lennox. Top 25 college basketball last night. Texas would take down 10th-ranked Vanderbilt, 80-64. Well, that is the first loss of the season for Vanderbilt. Number 1, Arizona stays undefeated. They defeated Arizona State late last night, 89-82. Arizona improves to 17-0 on the season. Number 4-ranked Michigan would pick up a 10-point win at Washington last night, 82-72. And 6th-ranked Duke, they defeat California, 71-56. In the Big Ten last night, it was number 5 Purdue defeating Iowa, 79-72. And in the ACC, Stanford upset 14th-ranked North Carolina, 95-90. Chicago's Nikola Vukovic made a tie-breaking layup with 4 seconds remaining as the Chicago Bulls defeated the Utah Jazz 128-126. Vukovic scored 35 points to lead Chicago. For Utah, they would get a career-high 43 points from an unlikely source, Bryce Sensabaugh. Sensabaugh would come off the bench, score 21 points in the first quarter last night. That is the most points by a bench player in a single quarter since play-by-play started tracking all four quarters back in 1996. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, the Clippers defeated the Washington Wizards 119-105. Kawhi Leonard with 33 points for L.A. Cleveland's Donovan Mitchell had 35 points, 9 assists. Cavaliers beat the 76ers 133-107. Sacramento's DeMar DeRozan scored 27 points. He's now 22nd all-time on the NBA career scoring list as the Kings knocked off the Knicks 112-101. The Knicks played most of the night without point guard Jalen Brunson. He injured his right ankle, played only 5 minutes. Denver point guard Jamal Murray had 33 points last night as the Nuggets held off the Dallas Mavericks 118-109. Dallas was without their rookie number 1 overall pick Cooper Flagg for the second half after he sprained his left ankle. And the Toronto Raptors defeated Indiana 115-101. Toronto's Brandon Ingram with 30 points. FIFA says they have received over 500 million ticket requests for this year's World Cup. Outside of the host countries, the most requests came from Germany, England, and Brazil. FIFA is asking for up to $8,600 per ticket. After some criticism, FIFA announced $60 tickets for every game available through national federations. The most requested match in the recent sales phase was Colombia versus Portugal. That's scheduled to take place in Miami on June 27th. FIFA plans to notify applicants about their ticket requests no earlier than February 5th with random allocations for high-demand matches. And that is your sports for this Thursday, January 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.